It's time for our first interview of the show, and linking with the interviews that we're going to have later on, I have Dr. Shanaz, who is currently doing her pediatric rheumatology speciality. She says she loves rheumatology because the diseases they treat are interesting, but mostly because there is so much hope. Dr. Shanaz is joined by Alex Peterson, who is 12 years old in grade 7 and who was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition called lupus. Alex and Dr. Shanaz, thank you so much for joining me and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
It's so cool to have you guys on, both of you. And also virtually, obviously, we can't have you in our actual studio. But to start off, Dr. Shanaz, can you tell us a bit more about the work you do at Red Cross?
Thank you so much for having us. Good day to everyone and all to all the listeners. So what I do at Red Cross Hospital is I'm a pediatric rheumatology intern or fellow. We work in the autoimmune diseases in children and in childhood. So that is where the body's immune system sort of starts attacking itself. And it causes a variety of illnesses from arthritis to lupus to a whole lot of other diseases. And we work with the families and all our partners and colleagues to try to get the child to the best health possible and to have as normal life as possible.
And then, Alex, could you tell us a little bit about what lupus is for those who don't know?
Yes, of course. So basically, lupus is an autoimmune condition, and it's when your immune system starts attacking itself. So it's basically like your immune system attacking all the healthy tissue in your bones, your organs, your muscles, your joints. And unfortunately, there's not a cure for it yet.
Dr. Shanaz, is there anything you would like to add to Alex's explanation?
Yes, I mean, Alex, she's a very smart girl, so she's almost got it right on the head. Lupus, the full name is actually called systemic lupus erythematosus, which is called SLE for short. The systemic means that it affects all the organs of the body. The word lupus is actually derived from the word for wolf, and it refers to the rash that is on the face, the butterfly rash of some of the patients, but not all of the patients. Erythematosus means red, and that is the redness of the skin rash. Sorry, my little baby also wants to add to what it affects the whole body. Each child has their own manifestation of SLE. So some children don't have the rash. Some only have arthritis, some have kidney disease. In South Africa and in children, we see a high incidence of kidney disease with lupus. So we're always on the lookout for it in our children. But it's a whole body disease. And one of the symptoms that's often missed or often underplayed is tiredness. And that's one of the things that universally most patients have is tiredness with lupus.
Thanks so much, Dr. Shanaz, for that explanation. Alex, could you share a little bit about what's been the most difficult part of living with lupus?
So for me, the most difficult part of living with lupus was not knowing when flares are going to come. And flares are basically when your lupus gets a little bit out of control. And the flares can come at any time. They could be bad or not that bad. Also, it affects more things than you would expect, like your eyes, your liver, and your kidneys, like Dr. Shanaz said. So it is a bit difficult, but we learn to cope with it. And yeah.
And then finally, Dr. Shanaz, our theme for today is know me for my ability, not my disability. Do you think it's important to not exclude anyone because they are different?
Oh, no, definitely. And that is our aim at our clinics, is to try and get our children to be as normal and as healthy as possible. We try very hard for them to take control of their disease, but also let their disease not take control of them. And for them to partake in sport, to partake in activities, to the best of their ability. It's really important to try and live a normal lifestyle, especially for children and teenagers. Fitting in is really important. So we try our best. Often, you know, the disease sometimes doesn't allow us, but we try and make it that the patient can be part of this normal schooling, their family life and their social life.
Perfect. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's been great having you on, learning a little bit more about lupus, and hopefully the listeners will be able to take from that and also the message behind Know Me for My Ability, Not My Disability. So thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Thank you.